This goes to Dr. Saxena, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, date of birth 9/20/1948. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Myers with bilaterally small kidneys, congestive heart failure, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 21st, 2024. She was just recently treated for a urinary tract infection with Macrobid, and that seemed to resolve the symptoms. And since her last visit, she's had a cardioversion for atrial fibrillation, and she believes it's stayed in normal sinus rhythm. And she will be having her pacemaker battery replaced soon, she reports. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, no dysuria, no blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight bisoprolol, 5 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with warfarin, and Entresto is 24/26, twice a day. She's also on low-dose aspirin, and Synthroid, and Crestor. Physical exam, weight 145 pounds. That's down 5 pounds over 6 months. Pulse is 64, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cup is 108/66. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. Currently no murmur or rub. Abdomen soft and without ascites. No edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 4/11/25. Creatinine stable at 0.81. Estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.2. Calcium 8.7. Phosphorus 3.3. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, bilaterally small kidneys with preserved renal function. You will continue to check labs every 3 to 6 months. 2, hypertension is actually well controlled. 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. And 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently in normal sinus rhythm. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.